When the Hollywood remake of the 60s sitcom Bewitched comes out today, moviegoers will see and hear Nicole Kidman in the role of a reluctant real-life witch playing a witch on TV. Michael Caine plays her father.
Every woman wants to be a witch.
Well, I don't. I want to feel thwarted. I want to have days when my hair is affected by the weather.
Yeah, hi. What can I get you?
A scrambled eggs, please. I am through with just snapping my fingers and getting my way.
In her real life, Nicole Kidman speaks with an Australian accent, not the American voice she often adopts on screen. There was a time when big stars like Sean Connery and Julie Christie could conduct an entire career without ever adopting an American accent. Did you notice Michael Caine's accent? Nowadays, young actors are expected to be able to sound American. And in Hollywood, for every Russell Crowe, there are 1,000 other foreign actors aiming for an American voice to bring their dreams of stardom, or at least working, a little closer. That's why lots of them turn to Larry Moss.
Say, park the car, everybody. Let that R really be there.
Park the car.
Park the car.
Park that damn car.
Larry Moss teaches a class called Playing the American at UCLA Extension School. Over the course of 3 months, he guides students from Italy to Iran as they learn tongue placement, study vowel charts, and practice monologues.
The question is, do I have a God complex? Which makes me wonder if this lawyer has
any idea.
I
still want to be looking over my shoulder every day for 20 years, knowing that someone else would have done it right, done it better.
It's a scene from Atlantic City. Bert Lancaster delivers a line. The name Capone mean anything to you? Lucky Luciano, Dutch Schultz, Mayor Lansky? You work for people who work for the people.
This last student declined to give his name, saying he's also an aspiring director. The other two you heard delivering snatches of monologues came to our studio, accompanied by their dialect guru.
I'm Larry Moss. And Renee, I'd like to present to you two fine actors.
Hi, I'm Sven.
Hi, I'm Nabucco.
Sven Pannell and Nabucco Takei are working actors. They signed up for Moss's class hoping to land more roles. Among the hardest things to master in sounding like you're from anywhere USA are vowels. For New Zealander Sven Pannell, that vowel is the A. A as in actor.
Jack sat on the mat. For some reason with that particular vowel, there's a kind of a block in my head, like a filter.
The hardest is L and R's, and I think it's same with a lot of Asian people. Especially in Japanese, there's no R and L, just one sound.
Growing up in Japan, Nabucco Takei has a much bigger challenge than Sven or any native English speaker. Even though she came to America 10 years ago when she was 20, language experts say that by your late teens, losing an accent involves overcoming your brain's hard wiring, which from an early age has told your tongue and throat to deliver vowels and consonants in a certain way. For Nabucco Takei, lacking natural R's and L's has been a major limitation.
I can only play the first generation immigrants or, you know, foreigners.
Or there's always her most recent role, the mother of a family of ninjas. Larry Moss teaches that part of sounding American is moving like an American. Nabucco Takei demonstrates lowering her head, folding her hands quietly in her lap.
If I was speaking in Japanese, I'll be like sitting, you know, still. And if I'm an American, like he tells me, like, chew gums and, you know, relax and, you know, scratch your hair.
Do all the students in some sense try and spend some time trying to inhabit Americanness? And if they do, what is that? What are the qualities?
I think if you're much more loose in your physicality, then you're going to be looser in your throat. And I think the American sounds are made with a kind of a relaxed, loose mouth, jaw, lips. So everything moves kind of with more freedom. And it's certainly easier to do an American accent if it's coming from every day. If every time you go and order a Starbucks coffee, then you're an American. Every conversation you have, you're an American.
Although big name stars mostly revert to their original accent in their private lives, Larry Moss says while learning, it can help to stay in character. Even a great job of parroting an accent without feeling the part can be deadly obvious.
We're watching this incredible, fantastic external footwork of a runaway accent with nobody home inside the body. And we never want to hear an accent.
Still, there's one trick Larry Moss will help students like Sven and Nabucco perfect, if they dare. That's passing themselves off as an American in an audition.
It's all about creating faith on the part of the casting director. If they think you're American and you do everything you can to confuse them, then they're not going to be worried. I think one of the things that Larry mentioned was that you should actually prepare these short statements or responses to questions that a casting director might ask.
So, for instance, Larry,
well, if it were something like, oh, you know, in general, tell me about yourself.
All right, tell me about yourself.
Okay, this is actually something that I have yet to do, but there's a couple of weeks left in the class. So I grew up in Los Angeles, you know, born and bred. Spent a lot of time overseas, spent a bit of time in London. Actually, that's a bit of a trick. You can say I grew up here, so I am natural, but I've spent some time overseas, so you might, you know, that might explain away any little difficulties that you have. So I spent a bit of time in London, did a couple of plays there, and then came back more recently.
So do you work on that as well?
Larry tells me, or tells us to be, I have a twin sister who's an American. Just give her a name and then become that person.
And you can send your twin sister out to do the audition. Nobody's going to looks exactly like you.
Oh, if only you could.
Oh. Now, if I repeat it over and over in American English, Oh.
Larry Moss teaches Playing the American here in L.A. Two of his students are actors Nabucco Takei and Sven Pannell.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. Our technical director is Kevin Langley. Audio engineers include Stacey Abbott, Ivan Burkett, Greg Gavin, Ted Mebe, Mark Greenhouse, Tom Carpenter, Brian Jarbo, Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Gary Henderson, and Renee Pringle.
With Patrick Murray here at NPR West. Our series This I Believe is independently produced by Dan Gettiman with Vicki Merrick. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.